Welcome back, everyone, to another round, the special edition, special round here at Sweet Shots. We got a Masters show for you today. It's a tough one to miss if you're a guy named Nick Johnson. That's a tough show to miss.
His priorities are all messed up.
Yep.
But he's doing something fun.
Right? Into the cities. Yeah, when you got to finally get a Minnesota sports team that's worth watching.
That's true.
You got to take advantage of that. Going down to
talking about the Twins tomorrow, right?
It's early. It's early. Plenty of baseball left. No, Timberwolves, I think, is where he's going. So,
yep.
Good on him. Good on him. He's doing both though. Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's going.
Oh, I didn't know about both.
Yep.
Oh,
they got the T-Wolves and then the day game tomorrow for the Twins.
Very good.
Against the Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
Get to see that guy Ohtani. I think he's pretty good.
I hear he's all right. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. But a lot to get into here, gents. Quite a crazy week leading up to the Masters. Not only is it Masters week, but last week, I don't know if you guys watched how much last week you watched. I watched a lot of golf last week because there was so much good golf on. You got the Houston Open, and then you had the Augusta National Women's Amateur that was playing.
That's right.
I always like looking at that or watching that because not only is it great golf, but you get a little sneak peek at Augusta National. And I will say some of the camera angles they got going on for this year, like, well, it really shows the contours of Augusta National.
Did you see the camera angle on 18 when the number one ranked female in the world was in that fairway bunker?
No, I missed that.
It's the first time I've ever seen that angle, and it was just, as you said, it was ground level. She was in the bunker, and that lip looked like it was 15 feet high.
Really?
The fairway bunker?
Yeah, the fairway bunker.
Off on the left.
And on TV, from the green looking back down the fairway, you don't realize.
No.
I mean, you can maybe see a person's head or not, but... You know, Sandy Lyle hit that great shot way back in the day out of that bunker. That's not an easy shot. Last year, those ladies, I think many of them caught that lip.
Yeah.
But to see it from that angle, it was a completely different angle. It was
cool. I remember growing up and everything was either aerial shots or kind of down the line. And TV just flattens it out. And then having gone there in 2012, it's like, no. When people say it doesn't do it justice, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
And then finally, they're getting some camera angles that make it look sweet. But... speaking of that, the Augusta National Women's Amateur, I mean, great golf. I watched kind of the final day at Augusta. I watched a couple days leading up to it, a lot of birdies being made. But then you look at there was a bogey-free 66 on what was that, Friday, Saturday?
Shoemaker, yep.
Yeah, Bailey Shoemaker, bogey-free 66 to really put the pressure on, because that lead group, and notoriously in the last couple of years that they've had, the lead group struggles at Augusta National. And so really put the pressure on it. And then Lottie Woad ends up answering. I mean, what, talk about a good answer. Birdies three of her last four holes with like a 12-foot slider on 18 to win.
Wow.
It was great. Did you see it, Chuck?
I didn't see it. Nope.
So she should have birdied her last four. She had a great shot into 16, the par three, and hit a very, very good putt that just broke after the hole. I mean, she hit it right where she had to, and it defied gravity and wouldn't break. That's a couple times now the winner has just really stepped up and played great golf coming down the stretch on that back nine.
Yeah.
It's fun to see.
I mean, that's just it. And then you get to put your name in history. I mean, being able to do that, really clutch up, if you call it, on the last four holes to win a tournament at Augusta National. I mean, that's something you can hang your hat on right there.
Agreed.
And I think they were saying the winner of that, they get into the Women's U.S. Open, all provided they stay an amateur, but it's like two of the ladies' majors you get into. You get an invite back to Augusta next year. You get all of this. And so for these amateurs to go out and play and have an opportunity like that, unbelievable.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
That's cool.
Deal for them. So,
and it shows you how great their short games are.
Absolutely.
You know, they're of course they're playing forward from the tournament tees that the men play, but they're having some of the similar irons into greens, and they still have to hit those wedge shots and chip shots around the greens and make those putts on those slope greens. It gives you an insight how good those girls are. Fantastic.
And I saw a clip this week that they were comparing the uphill versus downhill putts at Augusta National. Mm. And I think the downhill putts roll at about like 17s and the uphill putts roll at like a 5.
Yeesh.
That's how severe the slope
is. 17?
Yeah, I mean, it was like watching this video, this ball is just like, okay, when's it going to, is it going to stop?
Wow.
Is that ball going to stop moving? And so not only do you have to
keep it below the hole.
Not only do you have to do that, but you have to hit it on the right section of the green, you know?
Yep.
you can be below the hole and still be screwed.
That's true.
So, I had a revelation watching, having it on in the background, and then I was noticing the number of people there. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of people there. And I went, well, that's how you get to Augusta to watch this turn, see the golf course. Oh. Go to the ladies event. So then I went online to go.
How do you get in?
Women's Amateur, Masters, or Augusta Women's Amateur. They do a lottery for these tickets. Who knows how many tickets are available, but I wonder if you have a better chance. Maybe you don't have a better. Maybe fewer people apply for this lottery, so you would have a better chance of getting tickets. So maybe that's another way for people to see the golf course if you've never been there and you want to go. It wouldn't matter to me if I'm watching. Yeah, I'd love to watch the men. It's a week apart. You're going to see the golf course.
Stay for the extra week.
Yeah, I mean, you can float around and maybe see if you stumble into something. But no, that was the Women's Amateur. That's always a great, great tournament to watch. And congrats to those guys. Like I said, it's just a nice little teaser for us, and then get to watch some good golf on top of that. It is interesting to watch their tee shots from the different angles. Very rarely does Augusta move the tees up, right, and kind of change things around. So you're always seeing like the tee shot on 18, for example, like for the men, it just looks like through a
narrow shoot.
Eye of a needle.
Yep.
And the ladies are up a little further from the members' tees, but that bunker looms so large that it's like doesn't make it any easier.
No, if they tug it at all or hit it straight, they're in the bunker.
Yeah.
It's almost, you know, it's like watching all these balls go in the bunker. It's almost like maybe you should hit 3-wood.
Right.
You don't have keep a little squeeze cutoff 18, probably hit a 3-wood.
What do they got in from that bunker to the green?
It's like a pitching wedge, isn't it?
No, it's like it's
an 8-iron, I think. I remember Tiger hit 8-iron in 2019.
I was thinking like 160. Is that 170?
Yeah, it's got to be in there.
Uphill.
Yeah.
The shots they hit into that.
It's 160, 170, because Tiger hit an 8-iron in 2019 on there. And he missed it right, so it might even be a little further, because I think he was playing on the shorter side to get it over the trees.
Okay. Anyway.
Well, you said it. It starts this process of Masters Week.
Yeah.
Which, that Saturday of that tournament leads into yesterday. I don't know if you caught, or I'm sorry, Sunday.
Yeah.
If you caught any of the drive, chip, and putt.
I saw a little bit, but I saw a funny tweet that said, you know, you watch... or you think you're pretty good at golf, you feel pretty good at golf, and then the drive, chip, and putt's like, here's a 7-year-old that hits it further than you.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Further and straighter than you.
Well, it's just fun to see those kids, the raw emotion. Some of the 7 to 9-year-old boys, it's hilarious. I mean, there were some characters out there. So I think there was a kid from Bemidji that
I heard that sounds that right.
Played. Yep. Yeah. So just to make it there, that's the accomplishment. But parlaying that, we had a winner on tour,
PJ,
that played in the inaugural drive, chip, and putt.
Either that, or I know for a fact he is the first drive, chip, and putt contestant to play in the Masters.
That's unbelievable.
That's pretty cool.
And that's talk about full circle. And I wanted to get into that. I mean, Akshay Bhatia, spoiler, won last week, and I know. We've kind of been high on him early on.
You have, definitely.
Have
you, Chuck?
I haven't.
Really? Okay. No.
I'll
take all the credit for that then.
I think Nick maybe too, but
he's 22 years old. He's got 2 PGA Tour wins. His first one was an opposite field event, so it didn't get him into the Masters. So he had to win this last week to get into the Masters. And he was wire-to-wire winner. I mean, to do that at 22 years old,
impressive.
That is very, very impressive.
And he skipped college. He didn't play college.
He turned professional at 17, and a lot of people were giving him a hard time, but obviously there's a reason to do it. Yeah, I mean, he's doing all right. And I think all of last week's PGA Tour as well was entertaining to watch.
It was.
Just from everything that happened. I don't know how much of a Jordan Spieth round you guys caught.
Well, before we talk Jordan, though, so he's Bhatia wins. He gets the invite to the Masters, but he's questionable.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that.
I saw it live. Did you watch it?
Too. The raw emotion. So he makes what, like a 10-footer on the last hole to force the playoff?
Yeah.
Well, and before you get into that, Danny McCarthy shows up out of nowhere. He birdies 8 of his last 9. Shoots a
smooth 28 on
the back nine. To then tie for the, or actually took the lead from Akshay. I saw the other stat was Akshay and Danny gained like 25.1 strokes on the field. They were 21 strokes better than the field, and that would have been good for
that's crazy
all of the PGA tournaments, including the majors, going back like the last couple of years. So it's like, that was good golf, regardless.
Yep.
That was good golf. So Danny forces him, and Akshay makes a nice little 10-footer on 18 to force a playoff. And what does he do? Well, he celebrates like everybody else does. Gives a nice big fist bump with his left arm. Nothing crazy. And then all of a sudden, cameras go to him, and he's grabbing his shoulder.
He's hurting.
The guy dislocates his shoulder on the celebration.
Yeah. Not good.
He said he had some problems with that shoulder before.
Okay. But it's but objectively, it's not a great look for the whole golfers are athletes movement.
No.
When we're injuring shoulders on celebrations.
That's true.
But he did in the playoff hole, so he did that before the playoff hole. And the playoff hole, I mean, yes, Danny kind of threw it away, but he still made birdie. Yep. Still piped it right down the middle. Still hit a nice layup shot, then hit a wedge to 8 feet or whatever it was. Made birdie.
I'd never seen an ending to a tournament like that. No. Where, they played, McCarthy played unbelievable golf. I mean, you just 8 birdies out of 9 holes on a tough golf course.
As close to perfect golf as you get.
Yes. And then he just chunked his approach shot.
And just flat out chunked it. I had a weird feeling. And I don't know, like, obviously sitting at home on the couch, but it's just like, what would happen if he junked it right now? Like,
you thought that?
I did.
Oh,
I
did. LJ.
And then I said, well, you don't want it to end that way. I said, as a competitor, you don't want it to end that way. And what does he do? He just chili dips it from 100 yards right into the drink. Yeah. Splash.
So then you have, how do you pronounce his last name?
Akshay Bhatia?
Bhatia. Then you have Bhatia like calling a timeout.
Oh, right. My gosh.
I need a timeout. I need my trainer. Yep. When do you see that in golf?
Scottie Scheffler did it.
He has one shot left to hit.
Oh, right? Well, yeah, that's true.
And it's like, no, I'd prefer to see my trainer than just get the shot over with. Right. So, and they needed, if you listen to the audio of it, they wanted to have some privacy because he's going to have to take his shirt off to get his training, right? Yep. Or get the therapy on his shoulder. Well, they're
going to pop it back into place, right? Or at least make sure it's back into
place. Tape him up.
Yep.
Yep.
And the announcers, you caught the announcer saying, I think I would just hit the shot.
Yeah, just hit the shot.
I'm not thinking about it any longer after watching Futz's Nuts put it in the water.
So thankfully, that was the order in which it happened. Could you imagine if Bhatia was away?
Yeah,
and had to play first, and then he goes like, time out, I need to get some therapy. So then he takes 10 minutes to have therapy, comes back, hits a shot, and then Danny hits it in the water.
Now we got a problem.
That would have been an uncomfortable situation.
Absolutely.
But this year on the PGA Tour, and maybe we pay attention more than most people, there have been some great tournaments.
Mm-hmm. Great tournaments. Yep. The only thing that's holding them back, because obviously you hear about how viewership and everything is down. But I think the only thing holding them back is just all of the names leaving. Like, it's a great golf being played. It's really, really entertaining. Mm-hmm. But not many people know who Akshay and Danny McCarthy are. You know, if you don't have Scottie Scheffler up at the top or Rory McIlroy up at the top, they kind of check out a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just, like you said, there's just been great, entertaining golf. And it's been, objectively, the year of the long shot when you look at betting odds and favorites.
Yep.
I mean, there's maybe been one or two, well, however many times Scotty's won, he's been a favorite, obviously. But outside of that, the rest of them have been over 100 plus 100 odds, you know? So, year of the long shot for sure, which then leads to a little more entertaining because they're getting chased down. Can they handle the pressure? Stuff like that. But I wanted to talk about Jordan Spieth because that guy was all over the map, literally and figuratively, last week. I don't know if he caught his first round score.
With an ace, right? Didn't he have an ace?
73.
Yeah.
With 6 threes on the scorecard and a hole in one.
Love it.
It's unbelievable.
I think he had like 2 doubles in there, sprinkling a couple extra bogeys. 73 with a hole in one. Then 2 days later, he comes back. He's playing 18. He's got an under par round going. He's going to make a little move on moving day. Hits it left on 18. Still keeps it in like a creek. Then he decides, you know what? I want a free drop. He intentionally plays it and hits it on the roof. I mean, his shot tracker, his shot link looks like ping pong, like mini golf.
Right.
Yep. He still made double or triple.
He made double, which was like really silly to me because he plays it onto the roof. He hits his then third shot. He got relief. He hits his third shot onto the green and then like 3 putts.
It would have been his fourth shot.
Fourth shot. Yeah.
Yep.
But he 3 putts for double. It's like you go through all that and you still make double, huh?
But he's the type of guy, he might be in contention this week.
He's like talking about his scores. He's like, he got some bad breaks, but he's driving the bleep out of the ball.
Okay. Right now. I like that.
And it's like, there's a possibility. Like, you can't rule Jordan Spieth out at the Masters.
You got him on a team?
He's my anchor. We'll get into that.
Yeah, I mean, that was entertaining just in and of itself. And it was funny. It's funny because all of the pre-broadcast coverage, so the ESPN Live stuff, they intentionally have a mic like right next to Jordan's face. Anytime he's hitting a shot, then he hit a three wood that he was kind of disgusted with, and Mike Greller, his caddy, is like, "No, that was a perfect swing, and it lands in a bunker." And Jordan's like, "Well, now it's probably plugged on the upslope or plugged on the downslope," and just kind of mumbling off, and you can hear Mike Greller goes, "It might be on the upslope."
Super positive.
He's just trying to be as positive. He's just like, oh, gosh. Positive. Imagine being in Mike Greller's situation right now, just trying to contain what is Jordan Spieth. Like,
Hey, did I hear that Justin Thomas kicked bones to the curb?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they separate like right before the Master. He's now with Patrick Cantlay's old caddy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why'd Cantlay part ways with his caddy?
To pick up Joe LaCava.
Okay.
Who's Tiger's old caddy.
That's right. Okay. Okay.
So, a little bit of rotation there. I can't remember exactly the reason that JT gave, it seemed somewhat amicable. It wasn't like they didn't come to blows over it or anything like that. But interesting right before the Masters.
Sure is.
So, but getting into it, I don't know if you guys have any hot pick for going into this week, other than Scott. I mean, Scotty seems to be the high top favorite, but I don't know if you guys got any sleepers that you guys really feel passionate about.
Well, you know, historically, it's those guys that play well at the Augusta. You can bank on those guys, but I'm intrigued by some of these new guys coming
historically in. Play well.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
At Augusta.
History.
You know, if they finish top 25, seem to repeat that. No matter what their game is like coming in. But there's some newbies coming in, young guys that...
Playing well.
They're playing well. And like Thigala played last year and finished top 15.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's got that game for it. And that's kind of those young guns. So I'm excited. In the DFS world, I think it's going to be really hard to keep Scottie Scheffler off your team.
Right.
Though. I just saw he's the favorite at plus 450.
Yeah, I think that's the fourth best odds ever to win the Masters, and Tiger Woods has the other five. Of the top five, Tiger Woods has the other four.
Yeah.
Well, so, he would have had three wins in a row, but he missed a little bunny on Saturday.
Yeah, he missed a little shorty.
You know, and he would have been in that playoff. So, I agree. I mean, it's... How do you not have him?
Yeah.
And then we got Tiger back.
Tiger's back, and by all accounts, he's as good as he has been. He was out driving Will Zalatoris. He's got great iron play. His putter is notorious around, I think, the Masters. He struggles on the putting green.
Didn't you guys have a bet on him last year? Like, make the cut or not make the cut or something?
Yeah, I think I won.
You know, he's never missed a cut at Augusta.
Is that?
Ever.
Yeah.
And I think if he makes the cut this year, it's 23 years in a row.
Right.
And he may 24. Tie or
I think he goes ahead of Freddie.
Yeah.
I read that, Mark, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I think making the cut would be a good accomplishment for him. He's not tournament tough. I think I saw a stat. He's only completed 72 holes twice in the last 4 years.
Wow. Yeah.
You know that? So, and I don't know what his wave is. I think he's got a better chance if he goes early, late. He probably gives himself a little more time to recover.
He just showed it. I didn't catch what the time was. He's playing with Homa, and I thought day maybe.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't see if he's early, late.
Yeah, so it's great to have him playing. I just think the field's so deep.
You can't just come off the bench and win one of the toughest fields.
He hasn't been playing.
No, he hasn't. I'm with you, Mark. And then the LIV group, you know, last year they had a heck of a showing.
They did. A lot of the big names did not play well last week. Like Brooks didn't play well. Phil didn't play well. I think they're top guys. So I had a stat where including the LIV guys.
Yeah.
So the 10 out of the 12 past champions, 3 months before the Masters, leading up to the Masters, have gained 1.7 strokes tee to green. So that's your field to look at for your winner. And for that, including the live guys, you've got Scheffler, Neiman, who's a live guy, Schauffele, Rahm's live, Hideki, Siwoo Kim, McIlroy, and JT. Those are the only guys that are 1.7 strokes gained tee to green. And according to the trend, 10 out of the last 12 champions have been in that group.
Okay. That's good. That's good data. Factual.
Very.
I like probably that. Said this too many years, but I think McIlroy might have a chance this year.
Oh my gosh, you can't get sucked into that.
He played good last week.
Yep.
Yeah, he did.
He just got lapped by a couple guys.
Yep.
If he's driving it well, although his iron game statistically this year has been garbage.
Yeah, no, I just you can't get sucked into the Rory. I'm not on the Rory train for the Masters. I think he needs to get into the kind of like the run that I'm not going to say exactly like Scotty, but he's got to be playing better than 1 week right before the Masters.
Well, they're showing it right now. The last 3 years, he went miscut, second miscut.
Okay, so you're saying
he's due for a second.
Pattern, he's going to be in the top five. Yeah. Is kind of the play.
I think he's in his head a little bit on this whole Masters deal, right? He's changed up his routines, and he's seeing... It seems like... And golf doesn't owe anybody anything, right? Yep. But it would be really tough to take a career where he doesn't win at Augusta.
Yep.
Now,
absolutely,
Greg. That happened to Greg Norman.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, "Well, he's gonna win at Augusta someday."
That's right.
He never did.
That's right. Yeah.
But
with Rory, I would totally be on board with that. I'd be very happy for him. I'd probably cheer for it.
Yeah.
But tread lightly. I just don't think he's such a letdown.
Don't invest.
Financially. Yeah, he's just such a letdown at Augusta that I just don't believe it. I got two guys.
Okay, and then I got my guy too. Okay. So let's go, LJ.
I got two guys. Yep. First one is going to be Hideki.
That's my guy.
Is it? Yeah, no.
I think I'm high on
Hideki. He's like top five in strokes gained in just about every category. He's been playing really, really well. He played well last week.
He's healed.
He's
healed. He said he's healthy.
By all things.
LJ, I was going to say we're going to see another bow by a caddy on the 18th tee.
You think he's going to go
for it? I think he's going to win it. He's winning.
That's two in the last three?
Four? Two in the last four. Because it was him, then it was Chef, and then Rahm, right?
And then, yep. Okay, that's both. I was just saying he was going to play well. I think he's winning. You're thinking he's going to win it.
Yep, all right. I think he's winning.
But my other one, Shane Lowry. He is one of three players that have been inside the top 25 in the last three Masters, and he's played well leading up to it back in Florida in some of the tough courses. So his recent form's there. He plays well at Augusta. I think he could be a sneaky little pick to throw. Solid.
Hey, do we remember who was paired with Rahm last year in the final round?
The final group was Rahm and
Brooksy.
Brooks Koepka.
Brooks was leading.
There's your winner.
Yes. What? You think Brooks Koepka's winning? He shot like 79.
LJ, it doesn't matter. He could care less about that. Trendy. It's all about majors.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm with you, Mark.
Back in the day when I was really, doing pools for Masters and things like that. The winner came out of, oftentimes, they witnessed the winner win the year before. And then they're like, that's what I need to do. Mm-hmm. And then they're motivated that much more and they do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't realize it was Koepka, but
Brooksy was in the final group.
That's right. He was leading. Yes.
Yep.
I don't hate it, but I just can't. I mean, that's a pretty big swing.
What do you mean?
Skill wise. I mean, he was just form wise. He had like one of his worst live shots.
He lives for the majors.
He doesn't care about the other stuff.
I know. He claims that he doesn't care. He's got too much going on in his head, too.
Oh, wow.
He claims.
I think a couple of us made some money off of Brooksy winning a major last year.
Yeah, that's different, though. He's playing better going into
it. Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's true. I'm in there. So that's what the other quote that I had from written down here, just to put the field on notice, Scotty Scheffler's swing coach was asked what they're working on this week. You know what he said?
Putting a green jacket on.
No. He said absolutely nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not working on a single thing. They're just going to keep it going.
Although yesterday I saw him on the range. He had one of those form grips.
He's relearning the grip?
That you give a beginner?
Oh, Lord.
No. Yeah, those form grips where it shows you how to put your hands on the club? He was practicing with one of those.
LJ.
Everyone needs a little refresher.
There's your best player in the world.
Yep.
Is using a training aid that we will give last night at beginner lessons.
Yeah, learn
we
to
handed
play.
Those yep. out. Learn to play. It's like, here's how you hold the golf yep. club. So if that doesn't tell you fundamentals are important.
Yeah. Best no player doubt. In the world's doing it. Huh. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, I mean, the Masters is such a great thing. I mean, the not only the landscape, the golf course itself, but just the experience you get when you go to as a fan too. You're watching the best players in the world. And then how about the rule? They got the rule of no phones. Can't have a single phone out at Augusta.
I think I might have given Kent Sprigg some bad advice. Kent was hitting balls. He and his son are going to tomorrow's round, Wednesday. Yeah. And during the practice round, I thought you could have your phone in there to take pictures. Or was it just cameras?
When we went, it was just cameras. It was just cameras. That was a while ago.
I'm still hearing it's no phones.
Yeah, I think I made that error. So this morning when I was watching, I didn't see anybody with their phones taking pictures. But I saw people with their cameras. Now, Kent's a pretty smart guy. I think he's probably going to read a sign that says no phones.
And be like, okay, I got it. But he's not going to try and sneak it in there.
Yeah.
That's why I just think it just lends to the experience a little more because you're not looking at Twitter updates.
You're present.
You're right there. You're watching the golf. You're seeing the golf course for what it. I mean, it's just perfect. It also lends itself to some pretty funny. I mean, people in this day and age having to go back to no phones. How do you communicate with each other? How do you meet at the right place? I saw one deal where someone was giving warnings to people going. He goes. My friend and I were going to meet up. We said we were going to meet by the scoreboard. And I waited at the scoreboard for a couple hours, and I never saw him. Thought he went to the wrong one. Turns out I went to the wrong scoreboard. Yeah. So it's like, you know, stuff like that where it doesn't. And then you get the best story that I've seen so far was you happen to be strolling around. They got tee time boards on there. And that's how you know when people start to tee off. And on one of the tee time boards was taped a white piece of paper with red handwritten note on there. All it said was Jim Waters, call wife. So imagine you're walking around, you're having a great day at Augusta National. Your name happens to be Jim Waters. You walk up and you're, oh, who's team?
Call your wife.
Call wife.
How's he going to call? He can't doesn't have a phone.
I think they have
phone banks.
Phone banks.
Oh, they have phone banks. Yeah. Old school phone banks?
Yeah. Nice. I don't know how you pay for it. They probably just let you, it's Augusta, they probably just let you call out.
Okay. But I mean, there's trouble, and then there's your wife's got to reach you at Augusta National.
Well, it's one of those catch-22s. It better be an emergency if your wife's trying to get a hold of you and you're at Augusta. But I hope it's not that bad of an emergency. I hope
it's not that bad.
Right.
Agreed. There's just potential where he hid the lottery from her. He hid all of this, the invitation to all of it. She found out, and he hasn't come back in a couple days, and she's got to figure out where he's at.
Yeah.
But stuff like that, where it's just you got no phones, you got interesting situations that pop up there.
Okay, can I tell you my hot take?
Yep.
Let's hear it.
Well, I found a way. Other than Rory, I didn't get Rory on a team, but I found a way to have Fleetwood, Rahm, and Scheffler on the same team.
Fleetwood.
So you're high on Fleetwood right now.
Fleetwood. Well, okay. I'm with you.
I always like to have a foreigner or two.
Hmm.
So there's Rahm and Fleetwood. I like sometimes the majors, you know, these guys are destined to win a major. Don't you feel like Fleetwood is destined to win a major?
Yeah, he's got the game for it.
Yeah. He played well in 2019 when Tiger won.
Did he?
I think
Was he right there? Okay.
So,
yeah.
So okay. So you got three. That's solid. That's solid, Mark. I'm intrigued on who you're throwing in there that you can afford them.
I'll just let you know, Austin Eckroat.
Who I threw in, Mark. I like it.
He's a solid player. Emilio Grillo.
Oh, yes.
I loved him in Breakfast Club back in the day.
Yep, right. With the redhead gal.
I forget. Yep. It was a good movie.
Yep.
And then...
Molly Ringwald.
Yeah.
They were solid together.
Kitayama.
Kurt. Yep. You're a Kitayama guy.
Well...
Yep, you have been. You're steadfast on Kitayama. Okay.
So actually, it was just, I'm going to fill in with the guys that have the most points on average that's rounded out my team with getting Rahm and Scheffler on it.
I like it.
I think the winner's going to come out of there. I haven't seen Rahm play much because, of course, he's disappeared.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it, Mark. That's solid.
He played great last week, but like, I mean, he's still in that list. I really like the list of those strokes gained guys.
Yep.
What is that? It's 3, 6, 7, 8 guys. Mm-hmm. I think it's coming out of there. It'd
be interesting to try to build a team and get as many of those guys on.
Right.
If you could.
Yep.
We should do that.
Yeah. I'm not going to just do one team, so I'm going to do a bunch of teams.
I am as well.
How about you, Chuck?
I went Brooksy because I'm a Brooksy guy. So I got Koepka, Matsuyama, because I think Matt's going to win it. Patrick Reed. He's a bulldog.
Oh, boy.
He's won here. He played well last year. If you remember, top five.
Hey, you're right.
Jordan Spieth. Spieth always plays here. LJ,
I
can't wait to text you Sunday when he's on the leaderboard, first page. You're going to be like, son of a gun.
That's where I'm kind of surprised with that driving statistic, because historically you can spray it here a little bit.
Yeah.
Seve won here spraying it. Spieth sprays it a little bit.
Absolutely.
Okay.
When you look at strokes gain in the last, 15, 20 years, he's up there in the top three.
Oh, yeah.
You're discounting that, LJ.
I'm just, I think he will be the most entertaining person to watch.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. And then I went to Gala.
Nice.
It's a good team.
And Ekrot. I like your Austin call. That's my team.
Now, has Austin played here before?
I don't think so.
No, because he's a first-time winner.
Yeah, he won a month ago. Back in February, he won. So.
Yeah. You know, Fuzzy's the only guy to win it in his first go around 1979.
That's right.
Wow. It's a tough course to...
Yeah,
play without the experience. But
look, it's Willie Z.
Second place as an amateur.
Yeah. So I'm with you, Mark, but I think these young guns have no fear and they just go.
It's true. You can play it on video games now. They got it all mapped out. It's close. Yeah, I think I would venture to guess you're going to start to see more first, second timers succeed at Augusta in the future years.
Sure.
But, okay, so I don't have a DraftKings team teed up, but I do have some underdogs that I'm feeling pretty good about. My biggest one, or the one that I'm going to share. Okay, so over-unders, that's the name of the game here. So you're going higher, lower.
Okay.
My first one I got with Tiger Woods. I'm saying he's going to hit more than 10 greens. He's going to hit 11 greens.
This is round one?
Round one. Round one.
Wow.
Tiger Woods going to sit.
They set the line at 10?
10.
What do you think of that, Mark?
Yeah, I think he's going to hit more than 10 greens.
Okay.
I mean, it's a ball striker. He just gets around there. I don't care about how many putts he has, but with his course history, he's going to know. Plus, I think he knows himself a little bit better. And with some of the reports, he's going to get himself on the greens and then let the putter do the rest.
Surprised that number's that low.
Right.
They'd set it that low.
That's the only reason I took it. I thought it was pretty low. So then I got Shane Lowry. He's going to shoot under par. Well, he could shoot even par, lower than 72.5 strokes. Shane Lowry's number was 72.5.
That's pretty solid. LJ, I like that.
Okay. Round one.
Okay.
And then...
it's supposed to rain Thursday.
Is it really? I thought it was clear forecast.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
One I looked last here week. Or are you talking to Augusta?
No, there.
Because it's going to rain here.
It's going to rain Thursday or Friday, I thought. Anyways.
Yeah, I know. It's not super great. So, but my flyer for this one, and I'll tell you why I did it, but my flyer for this one, Scottie Scheffler, bogey-free round. He's not going to make a single bogey on Thursday. And the reason is... his multiplier for that one was 5.5 times. So it takes your initial bet 5.5 times. Wow. Plus compound that with the other two. The key, though, is I protected it because I got three plays. So now I only need to get two right to get a payday. If all three hit, I get that max payday. If two of the three hit, I get a fairly normal payday.
Is this on Prize Picks?
No, this is Underdog.
I was going to say, I'm not seeing it, LJ.
Underdog gives more prop bets.
Yeah.
There's a lot of prop bets on Underdog. I think Scottie Scheffler had 16 different prop bets.
Wow.
So.
Good. I like him.
I feel all right about that one. But yeah, I'll put some in this weekend and feel pretty good about it. Might throw a DraftKings team together. Who knows?
All right.
But any last parting wisdom going into Augusta?
For the viewers here. Mark's sporting the green. I like that, Mark.
I have my traditional green jacket.
Mm-hmm.
We're a great place to watch the tournament.
Yep.
You could be in the lounge, DJ's lounge, or you could be out on the tee line golfing yourself and watching it for sure. There's a lot of stuff starting up. Golf courses are opening in our area. LJ, you got your golf team going.
High school season started this week. Yep.
The Shanley Deacons first tournament for you guys next week.
The 15th at Village Green, and it's it's one of the last years, one of the first years that we actually started on time. Nothing got pushed back.
Yeah. Sure.
So that's nice.
What a difference a year makes. I think
I know
this day last year, tomorrow, last year, the interstates were closed from a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Like Masters week. So,
wow.
Yeah. So a lot of golf being played in our area. And so that'd be fun to watch, see some results, see what's happening.
Yep.
So,
yeah, it's here. This is it, right? I mean, start of Masters week. This is springtime. This is go time for golfers. So, come on out. Take a look. We'll have it just about everywhere you can look. Masters will be on it. Just about every TV you can look at. That's all I got, gents.
Me too. Good luck, guys.
I mean, y'all got to get green jackets.
I love that.
That's good. Thank you. All right. Thanks for joining us for this round. Stick around. We'll see you next time for another round here at Sweet Chats.